And it's time now for StoryCorps, the project that records the stories of everyday Americans listening to each other. Today we hear from Mike Kilgore, who wanted to talk about his grandmother.
Her full name was Sarah Louisa Matilda Elizabeth Knowles. I think she was named after all her grandmothers and probably a few other people.
Mike Kilgore says he was always welcome in his grandmother's Alabama home, even when he took certain liberties, like smoking the leaves of a wildflower called rabbit tobacco in secret.
I remember one night I went to my grandmother's, and cousin Jimmy was staying with me. And we were doing the things that boys would do. And we decided we were going to smoke rabbit tobacco. And we rolled it up in newspaper, and we sat right there. And we were, you know, not inhaling it, but we thought we were big shots. But anyway, I saw the pickup lights coming up the hill, and I knew it was Daddy coming to check on us. And my granny, she had an old pot-bellied heater. And we grabbed up that big old pile of rabbit tobacco, and instead of shoving it under the bed, we put it in that old pot-bellied stove. And, of course, smoke just went everywhere. We were opening up windows, trying to get all the smoke out. And Daddy started beating on the door and wanted to know if everybody's all right. And Daddy came in there, and he smelled it. And he said, "You boys, y'all been smoking." And he pulled off his belt. He could pull it out in one flash like that. And she said, "Cecil Kilgore, you're not going to lay a hand on those boys. This is my house, and as long as they're here, you're not going to lay a hand on them." And she was his mother. He respected his mother, and he left. From that night on, off and on, basically I'd spend the night with her. And we would talk. You know, bad things would happen in school, little things would happen. I remember she'd say, "Mikey, if you look at the bad, the good's going to always pass you by. And the birds always sing after the storm." She'd just say things like that all the time. And one night, I was 15 years of age. My aunt called Daddy up and said, "Cecil, we need to take Mama to the hospital, to the doctor. She's having trouble breathing." I heard the call. The phone was on the wall in the hallway where my bedroom door was at. And I said, "Well, let me go with you." And so I was with her when she passed away. And she had a smile on her face. And she said, but she could hear the angels. She said she could hear them singing. And I never will forget that.
That's Mike Kilgore remembering his grandmother at StoryCorps in Indianapolis. You can read more stories like this in the StoryCorps book, Listening is an Act of Love. It's now available in paperback. StoryCorps interviews are also archived at the Library of Congress and at NPR.org. And we'd like to let you know that we're going to have special StoryCorps sessions every day next week, Thanksgiving week, leading up to Friday, which we're calling the National Day of Listening. Next week, we're going to hear people including George W. Bush, the President of the United States, and also my mom.